Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a snack your whole family will love? Then you need to check out Sensible Portions. They have so many options to choose from. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws are a delicious, crunchy snack that the whole family will enjoy. The Garden Veggie Straws have a flavor for every taste, like the spicy Screamin' Hot or Tangy Zesty Ranch. They also just launched two new flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws have a light texture with 30% less fat than leading potato chips, so you can snack both sensible and delicious. They're perfect for when you're on the go and when the kids go back to school. My favorite thing about Sensible Portions is probably the new sour cream and onion flavor. I think it's so good. I definitely crave it all the time. Sensible Portions has also just came out with a new product, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs. They are baked and never fried. They're the perfect poppable snack. They come in three delicious flavors, white cheddar, sour cream and onion, and Screamin' Hot, with no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. Find Sensible Portions Better For You snacks on Amazon at amazon.com/sensibleportions. What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome back to What They Don't Tell You. In today's episode, we have such a special OG friend of mine, Teela Dunn. Say hello.
Hello, Jordan Jones.
Oh my God, guys, her energy level today is...
it's on one.
We're usually on...
the same level, I'd say.
We usually go 10 together.
Always.
I'm at like a 4 right now, and you're... your beautiful, bubbly, lovable self.
I mean, if this is a 4, people are being blessed today.
Aw.
I feel like you always have good energy. It's just you didn't have your matcha today. That's what it is.
Yeah, you guys, you guys might know this, but I do have an obsession with Chacha Matcha.
It's true. Every day.
I haven't had any other matcha.
Just ever. Chacha Matcha. Purple
just
drink.
Purple drink. Mm. Yeah, for anyone that like goes to Chacha or like knows about it,
order.
I'll tell you my order. It's a purple drink, iced with macadamia milk, half a shot of matcha.
Best thing in the world.
Best thing in the world. I didn't have it today.
It's so good.
And Teela and I, like, we've rekindled at Chacha.
It's true.
We have like, what, every 2 months we have like a little meetup.
It's true. We'll just text each other, want to go to Chacha Matcha. I'm right there. Let's go.
And I'm right there too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Teela, what have you been up to just this past month that you can talk about?
Oh.
Since the last Chacha Matcha meetup that we had.
Oh my God. Where do I begin, Jordan? Honestly, I have been so busy recently. I just finished filming a Hulu feature film, which was so much fun. So I just wrapped that.
Wait,
I filmed that.
Where did you film it at?
Oh my God. Okay. So I filmed it in Syracuse, New York. And let me just say,
no hate.
No hate, no shade. You know what? A little shade. A little shade. No hate, though. No,
no hate.
Just a little bit of shade. Not my favorite place. Just very, like, coming from living in L.A., and I haven't traveled since pre-COVID. Mm. So this was the first time I, like, got on a plane, and I'm like, oh, I get to go to New York. And they're like, well, it's not New York City. I'm like, it's fine. It's upstate New York. And I get there, and it's just, like, I was literally in the middle of nowhere. And, like, it was just thunderstorms every day. There was really cute ice cream shops, though, which was cool.
Nice.
But then by the time we wrapped the movie, the ice cream shop closed before we even wrapped the movie because it was turning into fall. So I was like, what do I do now? Because I, like, became friends with the ice cream shop girls.
Oh my God.
They, like, recognized me from TikTok. And they were like, you're so nice. They were like, Teela, what are you doing in Syracuse? And I was like... exactly. But the movie is going to be so cute. I'm, like, so excited for everybody to see it. I play this girl named Stacy. And
is it Macy, the new TikTok trend? Met a girl named Macy. Or is it met a girl named Stacy?
I don't know.
I had with her all day. She was dyslexic.
Oh, I saw you do that one. I don't know if it was Macy or Stacy.
Yeah, one of those.
Who
wow.
Knows? But yeah.
I think I'm thinking of Staten Island. I did a meet and greet with either JoJo Siwa or Asia Rae back in the day, and it was in Syracuse or Staten Island.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've never been to Staten Island, so I don't know.
I don't remember which one it was, but like...
but if you felt like you were in the middle of nowhere and there's just like plenty of Arby's, then yeah, you probably were in Syracuse.
So it probably made you, I feel like you were talking to me about this, it made you appreciate LA more?
So much more. So much more. Especially because like I said, I haven't traveled since before COVID. So like getting back on a plane and then just being literally in the middle of nowhere, I was like, oh my God, like I'm so lucky to live in Los Angeles where like... everyone is just woke and nice, and there's just things to do and great healthy food options. Oh my gosh, Jordan, there was nothing for me to eat. Like, literally,
really,
it was just nothing but fast food. And like, I eat In-N-Out occasionally, but like, I don't.
Oh my
gosh. There's literally
nothing. And there was no kitchen, huh?
No.
You couldn't be chef.
Well, there was, but it was like half a kitchen, and I don't really cook to begin with, so I'm like, I mean.
So when you got back from, how long were you gone filming this movie?
I was gone for like 2 months.
So when you got back, after 2 months, did you hit In-N-Out right away?
No.
What'd you hit?
I hit Health Nut right away. I'm obsessed with Health Nut.
I've never been.
Not spots. What?
I've never been.
Jordan, now that you're vegan, you would freaking love it. It's this. It's basically like this salad place. It's located in Calabasas.
I hate salad.
No, but it's like, it's so good. They have like noodle bowls. They have wraps. They have like vegan options. They have, it's so good. It's so good.
Okay,
trust me, I'm not a salad girl either. But there's this one bowl called the Noodle Roma Bowl. And basically this place became famous because the Kardashians were like caught.
Where is it at?
There's one in Calabasas, there's one in Sherman Oaks, there's one in Studio City. I go to the one in Sherman Oaks, but so good. So good. I'm like addicted. That was the first place that I hit up because they have like this spicy Asian salad with like noodles in it. And that's, I was craving that. So that's the first place I hit up as soon as I got back from LA, or got back
from Syracuse. Wow.
I was like.
And then Cha Cha Matcha was close second.
Cha Cha Matcha, of course. Duh.
Wow. Yeah. Guys, I've known Tila for so long.
Ever. We've known each other forever. There's a photo of us, like, hugging each other at my, like, parent, like, at a pool party my parents threw way back when. I swear I was, like, I was a child. I was, like, 16, 17.
Can we talk about that photo for a second?
That went everywhere.
But do you know what people did to that photo?
Yes, I know what people did to that photo. We talked about that when we went to Hawaii together.
Bro.
That was.
This is the first, like. thing that had ever really happened to me. I think I was 16.
Yeah, you definitely were.
But people, there's this photo of me and Tila. I remember specifically, I'm facing the side.
Yep.
And I'm hugging her.
Yep.
I think I have sunglasses on and like a bikini.
Yeah.
Bro, people, like, I don't even know, edited the bikini out of the photo and literally made.
It's like you're like, it's just nude.
And you had your swimsuit on.
Yeah, they left mine on. They're like, she's fine. Let's just strip Jordan down.
Bro, they.
For why?
And like, when you look up on the internet, like.
It's there.
It's there.
Yeah, fewer discretions advised with that Google search.
It looks real.
Yeah.
I thought it was real, but I was there.
You're like, I didn't do that.
I think that was the first time that. I was, like, ever invited to something, like, cool in L.A. It was, like, Tila's birthday party. I didn't even really know you. But
no,
you invited
not at
me,
all.
And I went.
Yes, you came through.
And I think I went alone.
I'm pretty sure you did. I don't remember you being with anyone.
Like, Ubering, like.
Yeah. So many people were there. Like, I think Ricky Thompson was there. Like, Maggie Lindemann was there.
Was
everyone was there.
Back,
like, the OG people were there.
Yeah. So talking about OGs and being on social media for
so long.
Tila, like, you've done it all from. You've done voiceovers, you've done modeling, you've done posting on social media,
yeah.
Being active on YouTube. What has been your least favorite part of your, like, basically whole career, and then your favorite part?
Oh, my least favorite part. I would say in, like, 2018, way back when. That's crazy. 2018 was, like, a while ago. Like, what?
It is.
That's so weird. I'd say in 2018, I was really on my YouTube grind, right? I kind of, like, got back into it because I was really killing it on YouTube, like, 2015, 2016, 2017, like, just popping out material content as often as I could. Then I kind of took a little bit of a break. Then I came back in, like, 2018, I'd say. And my biggest regret is just posting my relationships on YouTube so much before I really got to know if the relationship was going anywhere.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that was just such – I just kept doing it. It was such a pattern of me. Like, I would date these guys. I'd date these model guys that would literally use me for, like, clout.
Oh, my God. Who's the one tall blue-eyed kid? Are they all tall blue-eyed kids?
Most – honestly, they are, to be honest. But the one that was the really mistake was, like, he was from Australia – we won't even name his name, but he was the Australian one. If you could figure it out. He was the Australian one, and, like, he didn't have a place to live, so he ended up, like, living with me, and, like, I was just his sugar mom. Like, I paid for everything. I paid for our In-N-Out. I paid for us going to, like.
How long were you guys dating?
We were, like, some of it was, like, long distance, so if you include everything, we dated for, like, 6 months.
Mm.
But I'd say, like, 2 of those months were, like, long distance. Like, he was in Australia.
You paid for everything.
I paid for everything. And, okay, this is a really funny story, and I need to make, like, a TikTok about this. This was so funny. So he decided to, like, be cute one night, which this isn't cute. This is so basic. He was like, we're going to have a date night. I'm going to cook for you, and then we're going to watch, like, Netflix together. Because he was, like, crashing at his friend's place.
So, like, a basic date.
Which isn't even, like, anything extravagant at all. Like, that's, like, okay, sure,
like,
whatever.
The bare minimum.
In my mind, I'm like, it's the thought that counts. Sure, this is so cute. Yeah. I go over to his friend's place, because he literally doesn't have a place. And I get there, and he literally, like, there's no food. He's not making me any food. And then he literally looks over to me and goes, what's your Netflix password? He was going to use my Netflix. He didn't even have a Netflix.
And he didn't have a wow.
And there's no food. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
See,
anyways.
I think, using a Netflix password, I share one with my ex still. I think I have, like, my other ex's, like, Hulu's account.
No,
like,
yeah, way. I do that. I'm on the family plan. So, like, my like my parents, is like they do it, and I just, like, log on.
I probably have, like, six of my friends' or, like, exes.
I feel like a lot of people do have that, but I was just like, why would you suggest that date if you don't even have an account?
True.
Like, what are you doing? I didn't ask for no food. So, moral of the story.
I thought you were going to say that you had to Postmate the food or you had to buy the groceries.
No.
So it wasn't as bad as I was expecting.
No, but still, more of the story. Wish him the best. We don't talk. Whatever. He's back in Australia now. But I just feel like I just kept posting who I was dating and involving other people's opinions way too much in my relationships before they were even solid. And then because I had already posted them, I felt obligated to keep posting them because if I didn't, then everybody would be like, oh my God, you guys are in a fight. Oh my God, you, like, you're broken up. So then I like kept feeling obligated to post. So that definitely was my least favorite, just people being so involved in, like, my relationships and stuff.
Wow.
And now I'm, like, so opposite of that. Like, now I keep
everything
who I'm talking
private.
To so low-key.
Yeah.
And I've, like, never been happier.
Yeah.
Like, people kind of know who I'm talking to a little bit because they're like, is it that same one? But it's not like I'm broadcasting it at all. He's been around for a while. Like, 2017 is when we met. But whatever. Those are all the only hints I'll give.
Yeah. He's just been around.
He's been around.
Guys, wow. It's like every time that we meet up, it's so funny. Now, recently, I'm single. Like, the first thing she said was, all right.
I'm like, who's in love with you now? I'm like, we had a list of like 10 guys that were hitting you up that were literally like in love with you. And that was 2 months ago. So I'm like, I know the list is just more now.
It's
it is.
I don't even know what to say to that, to be honest. It's just like,
I mean,
you know, the TikTok, this is really, really bad. This is bad, and this is a joke, and I'm not, like, actually saying it, but I just think it's funny to bring up. Like, have you seen the TikTok where it's like, oh, like, you're lost or something like that? And then it's like, the disco, and it's like, bitch, there was a wait list for me.
Okay, I need your For You page, because I...
Oh, it's so good. I love my For You page.
I feel like your For You page is popping. We need a swap.
It's like...
I've never seen that. You have to send that
to me.
There's
a lot of, like, toxic things that are really funny,
but
too. I love
funny
that.
TikTok is the best TikTok.
It is.
That's when I just scroll for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, just can't get off.
Literally. So, yeah, that's just been, like, our updates to each other is, like, who's in our life still, who's out of our lives.
We've had great catch-ups recently.
We have.
We really just, like, recently reunited, and now it's just, like, back at it again.
Back at it
again.
It's
like we never left.
Yes.
And then I would say my favorite part of my career and, like, social media and stuff is, as far as social media, I would say just the fact that I am able to connect to so many different people, like, on a personal level, because I've been acting for so long, but if I had just only done acting and, like, a little bit of Instagram, no one would know the real me, and I truly don't think a lot of people would, like, come up to me at all. Like, when I was in Syracuse, I went to the New York State Fair with, like, my cast, and we're all walking around, and the amount of fans I met at the which is so random, Syracuse. The Syracuse State Fair, like, literally overwhelmed me so much.
New York
and it made
pops off with fans.
It does. It made me so happy. Like, everyone was just like, oh my God, I watch your TikToks or I watch your YouTube or whatever. A lot of them really know me from TikTok, honestly. But, like, I just think that's so cool that I can connect to people and people can know the real me through social media. Even though I love acting so much, if I just, like, kept up with acting and not social media, no one would know me. They would just be like, oh, like, that's cool, you played that character, but, like, who's Tila? They probably wouldn't even know my name.
But I feel like now with social media and like Netflix and all these things popping
it's off, so important to have a social media following.
But also, like, you don't even have to try. I feel like people will just follow you. Like, even if you never post it or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you are on a big show or
people,
a
they want to know. They want to keep
you
up.
You have hella followers on everything.
That's so true. That it's is so crazy. True.
As you guys know, boxing is probably my favorite activity to do just because it's fun and it's not too hard, but at the same time, you get a crazy workout. So I've been obsessed with using my Fight Camp. Fight Camp brings the boxing and kickboxing gym right to your home with full body workouts that you'll actually look forward to and a freestanding punching bag that can take your hardest hits. Fight Camp is made for beginners to experienced boxers who want to fight from home with several different paths that you can follow that teach you the skills along the way paired with workouts to reinforce your new learnings. It comes with all the gear that you need to box at home, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and their unique punch tracking sensors that challenge you to hit minimum amount of punches each round and allow you to track your boxing and kickboxing journey. It's also great for kids. Fight Camp is one of the only home workouts that are safe for kids to do because there are no heavy weights. Learn from 6 highly qualified trainers, all with real fight experience, ranging from a pro MMA fighter and a mother of 2 to a kickboxing champion. You can pay for your Fight Camp over 24 months for less than the cost of a boxing gym and get it right away. Plus, Fight Camp offers free shipping with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/jones to get free shipping on Fight Camp. Go to joinfightcamp.com/jones. That's J-O-N-E-S. joinfightcamp.com/jones. Build a confidence-boosting fall wardrobe with this season's collection of versatile mix-and-match styles from Express. Express is all new and made to hashtag express you. They have confidence boosting styles for real life versatility, comfort, and quality. I picked up this gray crew neck. It's so soft and stretchy. And I also ordered the matching sweatpants. So I have got all the fall vibes going on right now with the gray and the comfortableness. And it's so versatile because you can make it dress up and wear a leather jacket over it with some cute pumps, or you can just wear socks and be on your couch. Their soft sets feature new silky suede scuba, luxe velour to the luxe sweaters, and fleece sets. These comfy combos are the unofficial uniform of fall. Plus, Express has many great jean options. Their curvy jeans are designed for customers with a 13-inch difference between their hip and waist measurements. Their super soft jeans feature a hyper stretch fabric and super soft feel with 24/7 comfort. And their Flex X jeans fit up to 3 sizes all in one pair. Their body contour has a breathable knit fabric, holds you in while you're staying comfortable, and has over 1,400 rave reviews. They're available in compression and high compression and bold color options like red, pinks, and blue. So what are you waiting for? Shop confidence-boosting styles in-store and online at express.com. So going back only like a year and a half, like I think like around COVID, you started your, you know,
fun fact. Really sad fact.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk about your TikTok.
Yes.
And you not being able to swim. The people want to know.
Oh, yes. Update.
All those. The fun fact, really, really sad fact, TikToks, like all of those. But honestly, just people really want to know if you can swim or not.
Yeah. I feel like that's just like the number one comment I get. And in person, too. That's the one question I will 100% always get in person when people meet me. They're like, oh, my God, you're so pretty. Can you actually swim? I'm like, no. So update. No, still didn't learn. Pathetic. And now I just feel like now that we're in spooky season, it's like, do I even try right now? Like, what am I going to learn how to swim in a hot tub? Like, it's starting to get cold.
So with that TikTok, what made you, like, think to film that? Like, what were you doing?
Literally, this is back when I was living in a content house. I lived in this content house for, like, 7 months last year. And we have, like, we had, like, a beautiful pool in the backyard. And I, like, it was beautiful weather. I was looking fit. I was like, okay, body, yaddy, yaddy. And so I just went outside. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to film, like, an original audio, whatever. The gag is that a lot of people don't know. I have been saying, fun fact, actually really, really sad fact, for a long time.
I think so.
If you go to my vlogs that were, like, back in, like, 2017, I literally be at them all, like, fun fact, actually really, really sad fact, like, this candle, it looks like blah, blah. Like, I would be, like, Black Friday shopping saying those words.
Wow.
And another thing that a lot of people don't know, like, this wasn't just me trolling. When I, last year, or actually, it might have been 2 years ago. I think it was the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, mm-hmm. before COVID. I did Kian and JC's reality house, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in that show, which was like, they popped off. Like, they were getting like 3 million views per episode. Like, they were doing their thing back in like 2019.
Oh, I remember that.
One of the challenges was when you like drop the spoon or whatever, you have to dive into the pool. I requested
It was the weight.
Oh, yeah, but that was at the end. Oh, but, like, there was another challenge before that, and I was like, oh, my God, wait. I, like, need a life vest. And they're like, LOL. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I literally need a life vest. Like, this pool is 6 feet, and I need to dive into it, and I'm literally, like, 5'3". Like, this is not going to work. And so they gave me a life vest. They gave me a life jacket. So if you watch the episode, you know, like, I'm not lying. Like, as if I would go on a reality show wearing a life vest. Like, that's
but
not cute.
But how did you sink to the bottom if you had a life vest?
No, I didn't end up doing that challenge. So, okay, so the reason why I got eliminated on Kian and JC's. So sorry, Mari, if you're listening to this, watching this,
poor,
I love you. Poor Mari. Poor
Mari.
Did him so dirty. Basically, there was two challenges, right? It was a team effort. Amari was my partner, and
one person has
to do math at the top, right? Somebody has to do this equation, and you have to yell to your partner at the bottom of, like, the balcony who's near the pool, and you have to yell out a code, aka, like, the math equation, right? The answer to the math. And the person has to dive at the bottom of the pool, which means you have to freaking swim and, like, type in the code so that the weight will, like, lift. I'm like, I can't swim and I can't do math. But I'm like, I'd rather, like, just do the math than die, than drown. So yeah. I was like, I'll just do the math. Did I do the math? No. I'm literally like 346, 1,042. Like, I wasn't trying at all. Literally at all. I know Amari's like, are you kidding me? Because Amari's a great swimmer. Amari's an amazing swimmer and he can do math. So it was just like, honestly, I should have just been like, you know, I'm gonna pack my own bag. Like, I'm gonna sit this one out. But yeah, so that's really funny. But
Tila, you trying to do math with weight. Can we talk about that?
I was like, honestly, I'm just not even doing it. That was so sad. That was so sad.
That's like a reason why I don't even want to go on Reality House, because I can't do math.
Right. I cannot do math. Like, if it was spelling, spelling's a little off, but like I could try and like sound it out and hear it. Math, I'm sorry, no. I can't do it.
We're social media kids.
Yeah, it's like also I haven't been in school in so long and I didn't go to college. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
I graduated, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Like, I'm done.
In one ear, out the other.
Out the other.
But that was really funny. Like, I remember I was like, poor Amari. Like,
no, poor Amari. Save Amari. I think they did like season 3. I don't know.
Yeah, they did.
Ooh. Can I wait to say that? No, they definitely did. Because I think Tana posted it with Bryce. So I think it's like news.
Yeah.
Like, people know, right?
People know. I was supposed to do it, but I was in New York.
Look at us being in New York, booked and busy.
Yes,
look at
us.
But you were in New York City. Wow, yeah. That's way better.
She was in New York City.
I was supposed to go to Fashion Week, but I couldn't because of Syracuse. Syracuse.
Okay, Teal. Another topic I want to talk about, which is like technically tea, but also just because like it's another part of your life. And I feel like around the time where you were popping on TikTok
You're
like the swimming. In the butt, in the, you know,
the whole bit.
Really, really sad fact. You got a boob job. And a lot of people had stuff to say about your boob job.
Yes.
So let's talk about your boob job.
Let's talk about my boob job. Oh, my God. Like, how did I forget about this? So last year, the beginning of COVID, this is going to sound so freaking bizarre, but it's just true. I went to bed and I had this like vivid dream that I had gotten my boobs done.
And I loved them.
And I woke up thinking that I had my boobs done. So I woke up like feeling my boobs and obviously like I really didn't have boobs. And then I was like, oh my God, wait, that's so weird. Like,
I would always use the bombshell.
Oh my God, yes. Jordan knows from the jump. Like, I would always. Also, this is kind of embarrassing, but whatever. I'd be that girl that has the bombshell and then I put like another bra over and then a shirt.
I always wanted that look,
like that perky look. So it's like, but anyways, I had this crazy vivid dream and then I was like, oh my God, why was I like so excited about that? Like, that's so weird. And then I like went down a rabbit hole of watching all these YouTube videos and YouTube vlogs of like all these girls getting their boobs done and, you know, how it was and the experience and all this stuff.
Learning about it.
Yeah. And then like a week goes by and I'm like, oh my God, I want to tell my mom I want to get my boobs done. But like, I was so nervous because I was like, I don't want my mom to think
mama
that like,
done.
I love mama done. I'm like, I don't want mama done to think that like I'm turning into like this fake LA girl or anything. I was so nervous to tell her. And anyways, I ended up telling her and she was like, that's it. Like, that's fine. Like, you're literally, she was like, you're 23. Oh, I was 23 at the time. She's like, you're 23 years old. Like, that's totally fine. Like, absolutely. And mm-hmm. she was so there for me. And then I found the perfect doctor, Dr. Kavami. Love him, right here in Beverly Hills. This isn't sponsored. Trust me, I paid. I paid for it. But yeah, I found him, and he actually ended up doing a lot of people that I knew's boobs. Like, he did Daisy Keach's boobs, and I liked the way, like,
before they, or after you?
Way before me. Mm. And he did, like, a couple other girls that I, like, knew personally, and I liked the way it looked because it looked, like, pretty natural. And anyways, booked my consultation. We had, like, a Zoom because it was, like, literal COVID during that time. Oh. So we had, like, a Zoom, like, on my mom's computer, and I'm like, hey. I want boobs. But I never wanted to go too big at all because I'm, like, such a small frame person that I would look insane. But what I love about
big booty, so you'd be
it'd be too much. But what I love about Dr. Kavami, and I feel like what he's so different from a lot of other doctors, because a lot of other doctors would be like, how do you want it? Okay, if you want to go like a million cc's, sure, like let's go, you know what I mean? And then you end up looking crazy. Dr. Kavami was so honest with me. He literally said, like, because it's like in cc's, he was like, the highest you can go without looking like way too much is 320 cc's. And he's like, that would be like the limit. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to be in the 300s at all. So I did 275 and 295 because one of my boobs are like bigger than the other.
Oh, wow.
So I stayed in the twos, and I love them. They're so like, I'm literally like in Victoria's Secret, I think I'm a 32B, like nothing, literally nothing crazy. But it just makes me feel so much more confident when I like wear dresses, and I don't know. Yeah. I love it. And I just feel like my clothes fit so much better. But honestly, I'm so glad I did it when I did it. Because I did it at the, like, peak of COVID.
And you couldn't go anywhere.
You couldn't go anywhere anyway. So I was really able to heal, and, like, I was living with my parents at the time, so I was able to just, like, have, like, my mom help me and stuff. And it wasn't like I was really going out anyway, so I didn't feel like I was missing out. Whereas if I did it this year, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm missing this, I'm missing that. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be able to do my movie.
They
like,
don't, like, drop.
Yeah, exactly, because they take, literally, it takes a year for it to actually, like, settle. Which right a lot of people don't know.
People were hating on me.
They're like, oh my God, they look like balloons. They're way too big. They're way too high up.
They're
They're way too far out. It's like, I just got something like put in me. It's not going to drop until a year. Like, that's how surgery works. Like, if people get a nose job, it takes like a year for it to look like how it actually is supposed to look. Like, so it's crazy just to see like all those comments. I was like, y'all, but now no one comes to me now. They're like, oh, a lot of people forget I even have like a boob job now. I feel like people are just
I feel like yours look so natural.
Now they do. Now they do.
You can barely tell, but at the same time.
It is a big difference in how I was. Yeah. But if you didn't know me, I feel like you'd be like, oh. Like.
Well, because at the same time, a lot of people just saw you with like push-up bras all the time.
Exactly.
So when you go from push-up bras to now that without them,
yeah.
It kind of looks
similar. It looks similar. I agree. Yeah.
So
but
do you officially love them?
Officially love them. It's been over a year. I got them done May 22nd of last year.
Wow.
So well over a year now. And I love them. I really, really love them. The only thing that sucked about the experience was just like not being able to sleep the way you want to for like the first week. But that's it.
That's literally it.
Literally it.
Is there anything else that you want to get done or on your bucket list?
No.
Love it.
That's it.
You've always had big lips. You're like,
yup, the lips are juicy. I don't need Botox. I'm good.
I feel like we look young.
We do.
We don't have Botox.
I agree. And also, I'm not like, no shade to anybody that gets it done. I have so many friends that get that done.
Especially for like.
Do whatever you got to do.
My friends get it for like migraines. I have migraines and I've thought about getting Botox.
Yeah, I hear that's supposed to help. The only thing maybe I would get done in the future is I hear if you get Botox under your underarms, you don't like get sweat.
What?
I heard that, yeah. So that, I might look into that down the line.
Because pit stains are not.
Yeah, you can't see that at all. But like, that would be great.
Wow.
Because sometimes if I'm, like, nervous and I'm out, I'm like, oh, do I have pit stains? And that's, like, so annoying.
Okay, I don't really feel like I sweat a lot anyways.
Really?
I don't know why. Because I think I don't really drink enough water to even sweat.
Oh.
Like, growing up as a dancer, you know, everyone would be so sweaty after 1 hour of classes, let alone.
Because you're moving around so much.
7 or 8 hours of conventions. And I would literally still have like dry hair. Like,
no way.
And I would go, I would be going hard, but I had never drank water in my life.
Oh, that's like, definitely so why. Bad. No, and, Jordan, you need to stay hydrated.
I do. And I've started to sweat a little bit.
Okay.
But it's also maybe because I'm doing like I don't know. I did 12:330 for the first time.
Oh. Okay, can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. I love 12-3-30 is the best thing that's ever happened.
Really?
For those that don't know, 12-3-30 is you walk on the treadmill at 3 speed, right?
Yep, 3.0.
12 incline, mm-hmm. And
for 30 minutes.
It sneaks up on you. Like, you think, like, oh, 30 minutes, I can watch a Netflix show, I can watch some YouTube videos, I can watch Jordan Jones' podcast.
Yes.
And no, by the end of 30 minutes, I'm, like, out of breath. Like,
wait, really?
Yes. Well, I will say sometimes I change it, though. Like, I'll change, like, sometimes I'll sprint in between it because then I get, like, bored. So I like to listen to, like, I'll go from, like, watching a podcast. Like, I'll watch, like, your podcast or there's this other podcast called Free the Girls.
Ooh.
I love, like, watching them. So I'll watch that and then I'll get a little bored and then I'm like, I want to listen to some pumped up music. So I pump up the music and then I'm like, let me sprint for, like, a little bit and then I'll put it back to, like, 12-3-30.
Yeah,
so that's probably why I, like, get so crazy.
Yeah, my, like, personal experience with it was I don't work out at all. Like,
mm-hmm.
I go on walks.
Yeah, walks are so good for the soul.
Yeah, I go on walks.
And
but,
the
like,
body.
I don't even really dance anymore. Like, I really don't ever, like, get my
body moving.
Yeah, like, I don't really get out of breath.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
See, I was trying not to say something like that, but it ended up being like
People are going
to
take that so out of context. But like, anyways.
I'm like, I'm kidding. But anyway.
Anyways, moving right along.
I'm saying that I was like, oh my God, everyone talks about 12-3-30. And mm-hmm. like,
they it's say like a
that
cult.
They say that it's so hard. And like, I've been watching her YouTube videos where she says to like start easy. And then like, I had this idea in my mind that it was really, really hard to do because I've just heard her be like,
I don't think it's hard.
See, I've heard her be like, oh, you know, like if you
I think
can't
at the end you're
right
exhausted
away.
Though. I get exhausted after
really?
For sure. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, there's no one in the gym right now. I'm just gonna try it.
Yeah.
And I was already out on a walk. And then I was like, okay, whatever. So I go on the treadmill and I do it. And like, when I got to 15 minutes, I was like a little out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like, this is actually. And then as soon as I got past 15 minutes, I literally felt like I could go for like 4 more hours. I feel like for some reason, like, it didn't really like get me.
Mm.
Like, it didn't really tire me out or anything. And I don't know if it's because I've been walking a lot or what it is.
Probably because you've been walking a lot. It's like you're doing that on your own for longer periods of time anyways.
Yeah, but I know that if I stuck, because a lot of people who don't go on walks or like anything,
mm-hmm.
I can see because when you walk and you're up that incline and you like squeeze your abs and your butt while you're stepping.
It's like you're walking up a hill.
Oh, I could tell that it's going to be a great workout and I'm going to stay at it. But maybe it was also just because I had like more energy or something.
But also because I feel like you go on so many walks in general.
Yeah.
For people that just don't walk
much
and do that, they'll probably be like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a great workout.
Yeah,
I
love
like
it.
It's so convenient too.
It is. It's just like fun because you feel like you're not doing much, but it's probably doing a lot to your body.
Yep.
So, because walking is kind of easy.
It is. And it's fun.
It's so fun. I love it.
It is fun.
So do
we love a good walk.
So you still post on TikTok. You're now vlogging today.
Yes.
So
Jordan Jones is going to be on the vlog.
I am. So talk about like how you are getting back into YouTube and what do you What is, like, changing? Because I feel like people are just, like, not really being, like, on YouTube anymore. They're just doing, like, TikTok. Or, like, everything's getting shorter because people's attention spans are getting shorter.
I agree with that completely.
So, like, where's your passion coming back for YouTube?
I would say just my viewers,
like
tweeting me. And I mean, I get so many messages on literally every platform, like, where's your vlogs? Where's your vlogs? We miss your vlogs. Because I took a 2-month break because I was filming a movie. I had no time to do anything.
And, like, what were you going
to... What am I going to film in Syracuse? And also, I'm not allowed to film on set. So, I can't bring a vlog. Like, so I couldn't film anything for 2 months because I was filming a movie. And so I took a really long break off YouTube and then I was like, okay, I need to just get back into it. So I posted a vlog yesterday and I've never gotten just nothing but love. Like, and it's such a long time. And everybody was like, oh my God, like, we missed you. Like, long vlogs. And I don't know,
people always have loved the long vlogs.
They love the long vlogs for me. I don't know why. But I just feel like now I'm just not thinking too much in YouTube. I'm just trying to, like, incorporate it with my
passion
life.
Again. Huh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to just incorporate it and let it be natural and not think too much into it because a lot of times I'll be like, oh, this video has to be like this or this has to be like that. Like, I'm no longer thinking like that. And also I feel like YouTube now is so much more real.
Yeah.
Like, those saturated morning routine videos I used to do back in, like, 2016 are just – no one's doing that anymore. It's like people want real vlogs. Low-key miss it too. That was, like, production.
Low-key.
That was so fun. But I feel like now it's more like vlogs and people just want to know what you're doing and what you're up to.
I feel like it's also because like Snapchat and Instagram stories are so like people literally love looking at your Snapchat stories. It's so real. It's so like
it happens.
And like it's like you said, it's so real. I feel like ever since people started doing Assumption of Me YouTube videos during COVID and like opening up, and because even like beauty gurus, I feel like, because I wasn't really ever that, but people still had an idea of me and like what I was like because of social media. Mm-hmm. But I feel like especially with beauty gurus, like the saturated, the production, like the collabs, the friend groups, I feel like people thought that it used to almost be like a movie because it wasn't realistic.
It wasn't at all.
And so
none of the morning routines were realistic. Like everything was just like so picture perfect. Mm-hmm. And now it's like everybody just be raw and authentic.
And I love it.
I love it too. It's so much more convenient too that I can just like carry around a vlog camera and just film what I'm doing.
And it's almost like people had their like vlog channels, which was their real self.
Mm-hmm.
Getting there.
Yeah.
And then like now it's like those two things have mashed and become in the middle to where it's still high quality, it's still production-ish, it's still...
But it's way more realistic. Way more relatable, too.
It is.
And I find, like, I love watching, like, podcast videos and, like, when people go grocery shopping vlogs, like, going to Trader Joe's and just, like, everyday stuff.
I love mukbangs.
Oh, I love those, too.
Like, just eat with me's. Like, Steph Pappas is my favorite.
Who's that?
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right, but Steph, like, for some... I don't know. She does, like, long videos... A lot, like my mom, for some reason, she'll just be like, how do you watch it? Like, it's so boring. But it's like, I don't know why. I find it just so
comforting.
Like, she like will just like sit there and then like her car will like drive up to the thing and then she like orders and then she like talks a little bit and like picks up her food and then parks. And
it's a whole thing. It's a eat
she,
with
like,
me.
She doesn't even like cut the video
at
all.
Like, she's pulling a Trisha Paytas.
It's like raw.
No edits.
Yeah. It's like raw. Sometimes she'll like cut a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and then she just like eats. And I, like, watch her eat while I eat. And that's, like, the only YouTuber I watch.
No way.
I want her on the podcast when she comes to L.A.
Oh, where does she live?
I think Ohio.
Oh, random. Because
it's close to Michigan, I remember. Mm-hmm. But I love her. Like, she's just, like, cute, raw, like, literally
authentically herself.
Yeah, she's so cute,
that.
Too.
I love that.
I watch her and I watch, oh, my God, who else do I watch right now? Aspen Ovard, always.
I love Aspen. I miss her so much.
They're, like, the only, like, family channel I watch now because everyone else is not.
I love Aspen. What a queen.
She's just like, the aesthetic of her. Like,
she is.
And it's not forced at all. That's literally her.
No, it's literally her. And she's also...
Like Sierra. Sierra has, like, an aesthetic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like Aspen is just... She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Mm-hmm. True.
I can't wait for her next baby.
She's here. Lola.
What?
Lola's here.
She came already? Where have I been?
Lola is here.
Lola has arrived?
Lola's here.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Lola and Coco or Cove.
Oh,
so cute.
Beautiful names, too.
Yes. I mean,
everything.
What do you expect?
Like, come on.
Okay, Tila, before we get into your fan questions.
Ooh.
Obviously, you guys have to listen to her podcast with Nia.
Yes.
It's called, like, Adulting, right?
Yes, it's called Adulting with Tila and Nia. It's a Spotify exclusive, so it's audio only, but it comes out every Wednesday. It's been so fun doing it. Like, oh, my God.
Where do you guys film it at?
Literally, we film it remotely. So I film it in my apartment, or not film it. I record it in my apartment. She records it in her apartment.
And
then we just Zoom in with the Spotify producers and... Yeah, we have like a roadcaster. We send in the footage. I mean, the audio. Yeah,
so it's so easy.
Yeah,
you just sit on your.
It
couch
is
and
yes
do
and
it.
No because then when schedules get crazy, like it was so hard to do like during the movie because I had to ship all my equipment and it's big. Like the roadcaster is huge. There's wires everywhere.
Oh.
I have like it's a big thing, and then I have like that thing to.
Oh,
like,
it's like legit.
Yeah, like Spotify went off. So it's like to ship all of that, I had to put it in a separate suitcase, had to ship all of that, and then to like find a time. She's available. She's in college.
In 3 years.
Two.
So 3 hours.
3 hours different. I was in East Coast. She's in, you know, she was doing UCLA.
Yeah.
So it's like it was really hard to find a time then. So then it's like, But, you know, we work it out. We made it work.
Love
which,
that.
Thank God.
So definitely check that out, everybody.
Yes.
And then what is one thing that they don't tell you about being an OG on social media?
Ooh, I'd say one thing that they don't tell you about being an OG on social media is that everything is not what it seems. I feel like everyone thinks, oh, like, you've been in the industry for so long. Like, you meet all these celebrities. You act. You do this. You probably have so much money, blah, blah, blah. But, like, no one knows that, like, or maybe they do know, but a lot of people don't act like they know that we're just normal human beings. Like, we have – a very privileged life, I will say. Yeah. But, like, hate comments sometimes suck. And I feel like a lot of people think because you have this amount of followers or you get all these opportunities that you're, like, you become a robot and nothing
not
affects
a real
you.
Person.
Literally. And so they're like, oh, I can just say this about this person or tell her that she's ugly or say this or say that she's that. And I just feel like, yeah, like, we're real people. We feel things, too.
I agree.
So, boom.
That's one thing that they don't tell you.
They don't tell you.
All right, Tila, time for some fan questions.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm kind of scared.
Oh, it's just cute little ones.
Okay.
Can you actually swim or not? We kind of already answered this.
Yes, I can't swim. I mean, no, I can't swim.
Wait, so, like, what do you do when you're in, like, a 3-foot pool? You'll just get
I just
in it,
stand.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
So you'll go in a pool?
Yes.
In a
if
hot
it's,
tub?
If it, yes. If it's shorter than me, yes.
5 foot, yeah.
5 foot is kind of pushing it. That's pushing it for me. 5 foot, mm-mm. No. Because I'm only 5'3". Yeah.
5'6" like, with, like, tippy toes, though.
Not five, six. 5'5"
with tippy toes?
Like, 5'4" with tippy toes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, there's no shoes in the pool.
An inch, though. Tippy toes.
So, like, 5'4"? With...
Okay. So, like, 5 foot. You...
Still, that's okay. Too much. Because then it's, like, near
Have
my head.
Have you ever been in, like, a near-death experience with, like, what is terrifying you of learning? What do you do? What do you do at the ocean? Do you go in it?
No. You know what's funny though? Okay. Way back when, do you remember? I forget what they were called. They would do all these like influencer trips, and they did one in Fiji way back when in like 2018. What were they called? They're like,
Don't.
Yes, they don't exist anymore. RIP to Don't. But anyways, they would do like these crazy brand trips. And they invited me to go to Fiji with them in 2018. We go.
Didn't that end badly?
Yeah. They never did anything wrong to me. But something bad really happened. Ooh. Like, oof. Anyways, they were nice to me. Moving right along. So we go. We're like in the middle of the freaking ocean. We're on like a speedboat. And I go like downstairs so that I'm like protected. And because it was storming in freaking Fiji, Jordan. I literally was like, this is how it ends. Like, I'm going to die. It's like storming. Because we're going like, boosh, boosh, boosh. I'm like this. I'm like jumping up and down like I'm on a freaking roller coaster.
And if you were up, you would have just flown around.
Yeah. So I went inside because I'm like, at least like if I go up and down, I'm not like going to fly off the boat. And then it like drops us off at this like island because there's like this like, I don't know. There was this restaurant that's in the middle of the ocean. It's called, like, I forget what it's called, Cloud 9 or something. And it dropped us off there. We get on there. And then we're there for, like, 3 hours. And then they're like, oh, no, we should probably go back to, like, the hotel because the storm is coming again. I'm like, what? So they're like, oh, by the way, you guys are going to have to get on, like, this little lifeboat in order to get on the other boat. Keep in mind, the other boat was the one that was going like this that was already small. So I have to get on this tiny boat, and in order to get onto that boat, like, I had to go, like, really, like, I had to go in the ocean. So I had, like, people, like, freaking carry me. It was a whole thing. And then I tried to go onto the boat, and then a wave, like, splashed me, and I, like, went. It was a mess. It was a freaking mess, but I made it onto the boat, and everyone calmed me down, and everything was fine, but I had no life vest, nothing, like... it was messy.
In the middle of the ocean.
In the middle, in Fiji. Like, in the middle of the ocean. Like, this wasn't Santa Monica up here. Like, this was Fiji. But, yeah, that was crazy.
So, you in the ocean, you and...
Well, I don't trust the ocean. Like, if I'm going to learn how to swim, I'll learn in a pool. Like, give me some pool, 5 feet moment.
I just love being, like, way out in the ocean. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
No, couldn't be me. There's so many, like, creatures that we, like, haven't even been discovered, Jordan. There's probably aliens down there that we don't know about.
I love the ocean. Me and the ocean are one.
I'll be this way. I'll be over here. I'll watch from a distance.
What is your favorite place to go on vacation? Not Fiji.
I loved Fiji. My favorite place to go on vacation. Hawaii was beautiful. I've been to the Big Island. I've been to Oahu, and I've been to Maui.
Did we go to Maui together?
We did go to Maui together. And then I went another time. But I love it. So
love Tarte. Shout out Tarte.
Shout out Tarte. We love you, Tarte. Come back to us.
We want to do another trip with you. That'd be
Please.
Great.
We love Tarte. I'm literally wearing the concealer right now.
I'm wearing...
Shape tape.
Not.
She's not wearing anything.
Not wearing anything.
She's nude again.
That was fast. So
I don't know.
Hawaii, probably.
I would say, like, because I've been to Hawaii, like, on a friend vacation a couple years ago, and that was really fun. But, like, ultimate destination, I want to go to Greece.
Ooh, okay.
I've been dying to go to Greece. But also, I was like, would I like it? I don't know. I've never
been. Like a Mykonos or like a Santorini vibe? I think they're...
Santorini, mm-hmm. I think.
That's the one with the...
I don't even know.
The steps and the
yes,
white.
Yes, yes, yes. I always see it. Like, I always, like, reblog photos on Tumblr of, like, Greece.
I love Tumblr.
I love Tumblr, too. I still have it on my phone.
I still have it on... Look! It's my like... Oh. My most used, like on the bottom right
I love
there.
It. No one I else love uses it. It. Okay. I use it, Jordan. I'm there with you.
We love it. What is your best accomplishment?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. This year has been such a blessing for me. Like this year compared to last year, I feel like I've just grown so much as a person. And I've just been able to do the things that I love so much this year. Like, I became a recurring on this Freeform show called Good Trouble. They just got picked up for season 4.
Oh
so
gosh.
I hope my character's back again, Zelda. She was so fun to play. And then I just booked this movie, and I'm, oh my God, like, it was so much fun. Like, I truly love acting so much, and this is, like, going to be such a good movie. And I also have a skincare line coming out. And it's going to be in Walmart, like stores nationwide.
Oh, wait, I've seen this.
Yes.
It's called
Creme de, it's called Creme de la Cube. And it's basically like luxury on a budget because I love like aesthetically pleasing things. You know, we love bougie. We love bougie.
Yes.
But not everybody can afford bougie, especially young people.
And like that's perfect for you because I feel like you'll wear like an expensive purse or a purse of this, but then like we're still wearing Brandy Melville.
Yes,
we're still
always wearing, like, Urban Outfitters, like you know, normal stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's probably going to be like one of my biggest accomplishments, just because it's going to be in all Walmarts nationwide, which
so
is
it's
insane.
Not just a collab. For some reason, I thought it was just a collab.
No.
It's, congrats! I would have talked about that like way more.
Thank you.
Wow. So
it's coming this fall. It's not in stores yet. But it's coming soon.
This fall. And what was your favorite part about, like, making that? Like, I want to talk more about that real
For
quick.
For me, I just, like, I just wanted to create something that's affordable. I feel like I've dove into, like, wanting to collab with different brands, wanting to make different things, wanting to make my own brand. And I just feel like being affordable is so important because, like, my fan base, they're so young. And I don't know. I feel like that's always a topic when influencers, like, make something. They're always like, well, great, but I can't afford this. Like, I see that all the time when people make things, especially if they, like, drop something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I want this to be able to reach, like, my entire audience. And everyone has a Walmart. Everyone shops at Walmart eventually, you know?
I was talking to my friends last night, and we were saying that, like, you're either from a Target city or a Walmart city.
Yep.
I'm from a Walmart city.
Yeah. A lot of people are. I used to shop at Walmart all the time. I still shop at Walmart. Like, they have good stuff.
I love Walmart.
Yeah. They
you
have everything.
Go in, like, that's like a hangout spot, too.
It is. You don't even have to get anything. You just walk in. There's so much to do.
Kind of like a Target.
It is. It's, like, same, similar vibe.
Yeah.
But I'd say my favorite thing about working on it was just, like, making sure that it's, like, super affordable and just making sure that, like, it fits everybody. Like, it's cruelty-free.
Oh, it is.
It's vegan. Moisturizers. I have under-eye cream, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll be staying up way too late. And then I have, like, a lip oil, which is my favorite, because it smells so good.
Wait, I cannot wait to try them.
You're
going to
love it. And for me, my favorite thing about making it was the packaging. The packaging's so cool. It looks like a diamond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really pretty
Tila,
packaging.
You keep
like, it looks expensive.
Me.
It looks expensive, but she's not.
Wow.
Like, it's the type of product where you wouldn't want to hide it. You wouldn't want to hide it. Like, you know when things are so aesthetically pleasing, you don't want to... You could put it on your counter in your bathroom. You don't want to put it under... You don't need to put it underneath the sink.
No drawers.
No drawers needed for that one. But yeah, I'm really excited. So I'd say those two things are, like, my biggest accomplishments.
I'm so proud of you. I feel like that is probably your biggest accomplishment.
For sure.
Because, like, that is...
That's crazy.
Like, wow.
The timing of it, too, like the timing of it being
perfect.
Announced right as I wrapped a movie is like, what? That's crazy.
So you're like killing it. You're great. Right
you're
now.
Killing it,
Stop.
Jordan.
Stop.
I just feel like we're really booked and busy right now.
We
like
are.
This year compared to last year. And I know a lot of people went through a lot of stuff last year, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, the
but
whole world was a mess.
But also, it taught you that, like, or it showed us, like, yo, YOLO.
Yep.
Like, I have goals and I need to start them now. Like,
yeah.
Why start in 4 years? Why start?
Start the affirmations, the manifestations, start journaling.
I can't even.
Oh, you and I with the affirmations. I attract what's meant for me.
Will simply find me
every day.
On that note, y'all, thank you for coming, Tila. Congrats on everything.
Of course. Congrats with your stuff, too, Jordan. You're literally killing it. You're literally killing it. And it's like, no, seriously, it's so hard to do. Like, I feel like it's not talked about enough. Like, and I'm not even just talking about myself. I'm talking about you. Like, being in the industry and being in the social media and, like, you know, like, TV, everything you've done, too. It's like, we've been doing this for so long to still be, like, somewhat, like, to be still in the spotlight now. That's so hard to do. People come and go all the time. Like, we're still here in the scene fully.
We were just talking
about. That's crazy.
I'm giving her a fist bump right now. We were just talking about, like, I was like, dude, I haven't checked. Like, remember when Social Blade was a thing?
Yes.
We were so addicted with
watching the green, watching it go up, watching it go down.
Like,
when somebody was canceled.
She's negative. Like,
yep, she's negative this. Like what?
I had not checked, but for some reason, I just had noticed, like, I was like, I'm growing a lot. Like, my likes are staying the same, but, like, my following is, I think I was at 6.3 in June, and I'm at 7.1, and I was like,
what is going on?
I was like, wait,
we were just talking about this, because our Instagram stays growing.
I told Tila, we've both gained 500,000 followers.
In 2 months.
In 90 days. 90 days.
90 days. Like, that's crazy.
That is.
That doesn't, that's literally. Come on. That's
we're
crazy.
Green, baby.
Yeah.
Like, popping
we're,
still.
Yeah.
14 years.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
insane.
I was 14 when I, like, started.
Yeah. I was, like, I think I was, like, 14 when I started Instagram, too. 14,
wow.
15.
So, like, let's go, Tila.
Let's go.
We're on the come up.
We're
good.
Here for good.
So get used to it.
Yep.
Her podcast, check it out again with Mia Adulting.
Yes.
Her movie, obviously, be on the lookout for that. And her skincare line.
Coming soon to a Walmart near you.
So what are your socials? Where can they find you?
You can find me at TTLY Tila on Instagram and YouTube.
And TikTok.
And just search Adulting with Tila and Nia on Spotify.
And thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Add us to your Spotify playlist. You guys can also check out my merch on the Podcast One site, Jordan Jones Merch, for What They Don't Tell You. It's pretty easy to find. And I love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.